I don't see a problem why we couldn't hear them. They've made the trip.
That's
true. They may have some concerns that aren't relative to how the plat is laid out or anything. And if I need to make a motion, I think that if the folks want to be heard, they should be. If you ask them, and we can come back next week. All right. If they're here, they spend a lot of time waiting. And if they're wanting to speak, I think they should be allowed to.
They're from out of state as well.
Are they?
Yeah, both of them.
I just think the opportunity should be available to.
If you had motion in a second, you could open it up for discussion and do what George said, have the comment before you vote on the motion.
Let anyone speak on this issue that has signed up to do so.
Mm-hmm. Got a second for that?
I'll second.
Got a motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand.
I was going to say, before you voted, you can have the discussion. Let the public speak. Because you have motion and second on the floor. So now you can have the discussion, which would include public.
Include the public?
I need to rescind
so
my original.
So, would you like to come up and speak?
You made a motion to postpone.
Let's finish the motion first.
Do I need to rescind that?
No, you motioned to postpone. Second. For that postponement, now you can have discussion. That's normal parliamentary procedure.
All right.
Yeah. Before you vote, have discussion.
Okay. Are you wanting to come up and speak? Okay. Phil, why don't you come on up?
Good evening. Thank you. My name is Robert Budd, and my wife and I, Valerie, we own several properties within Branson Cedars, and we are not opposed fundamentally to the growth and development of that neighborhood. The current owners, since they've taken it over several years ago, have done a beautiful job upgrading the neighborhood. What I'm challenged with is that we don't know what we don't know. We don't know about the infrastructure, what the plans are for the sewer. We don't know what the plans are for a traffic study. We don't know what the plans are for water, and that's why we're here. So I understand and I respect your opinion that we can't oppose something that we don't know. But we don't know either. But we don't know either. And what we got was a notification for a hearing in the mail. And being that we own 10 properties in the neighborhood, we had a vested interest in understanding what the proposition is.
And I fully agree with George. You should have your say. If we don't know.
Well, the plan was, what we were talking about was, postpone it to the next meeting day.
That's fine. We're residents.
But since we were here, we wanted anyone
to be able
to speak to that.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Do you want to go ahead and come speak?
Sure. My name is James McKissick, and I'm the largest individual cabin owner in the resort. I've got 15 properties and have been there for almost 8 years. Mr. Himes has reviewed the plats and everything, the preliminary plats were drawn and everything with me throughout the process. From what I've seen and from what I understand what he's doing with the sewer and with the water systems, I'm totally satisfied with what's going on. With the lot sizes and everything he's doing is very consistent with what's in the neighborhood. The resort is a nightly rental resort. There's going to be larger lots. It could then it's my understanding that Mr. Himes could be asking for a lot higher density in the area, which could be something I may not be interested in. And so with what he appears to be doing with the lots and everything that I've reviewed and everything, I'd be totally satisfied with what he's doing.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
There was one other. You're okay? Okay. So then we do have the motion and the second, and we've had any further discussion? And the motion was to postpone the public hearing to August 12th. So with that motion, all those in favor of postponing to August 12th, 2019, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? 7-0.
That's
and
fine.
And we'll see you
Thank
next
you guys.
Month. Sorry for the wait. Okay, we're moving on to concepts now, and the first one up is 641 Mission Lane, Kirbyville.
Okay, applicants Al and Jennifer Jackson are seeking a special use nightly rental permit for their three-bedroom single-family home located at 641 Mission Lane, Kirbyville. Home is on lots 3, 4, and part of 5 of the R.E. Gibbs subdivision. Which, this is 641 Mission Lane, and your applicant's here, I believe, so.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hello. I'm Al Jackson. This is my wife, Jennifer.
You want to give a little overview of what you're proposing?
Sure.
We bought the property in January 1st, or January 2012, okay? We live in St. Joseph, Missouri, and we bought the property as a retirement home, a place for us to stay and have vacations. We've been renting the place out to our friends and family back home. And we've rented it out, well, I'll just put it this way. In 2018, we decided to step up the rental on the property because it was costing us more money. And also, I'm fully disabled now. So I was taken out of my position as an engineer. I did work for electrical and mechanical factories. And so we wanted to take the property. We've done quite a bit of work to the property since we bought it. And I know our neighbors, they all spoke about how they were opposed to it and everything else. But since I've been doing it, I haven't had a problem. And the reason why we filed for a permit, we didn't even realize there was a statute against renting out your home. Okay. So we want to do it right. Okay. We own this lot right here in between, which is a buffer from this house here. And also we have a buffer here with the streets. Okay. We have the core right here, which again, they won't let us cut, which is crazy. Property line's right on the house, you know, right there. That's part of, that's a whole nother subject. Because the 695 tank line is way away from the property line. That's what it was supposed to be. But anyway, we've got the home. We've done some work. Our taxes have gone up, okay? So we've improved the quality of the property. I believe proof's kind of in the pudding. We haven't had any major concerns. When people rent our home, they sign a rental agreement, okay? They do buy an insurance policy for any damage that's done. There is a $1 million liability policy with VRBO. Okay. So some of the insurances are taken care of there. We have the property. Basically, we have access to the lake. It's a great place for vacation. I mean, it's on the lake. That's what everybody wants to come to the lake for. They want to have vacation.
For parking.
Parking. We park on the east side of the house here. I put some rock in there. Okay. So it's not muddy when you get out of your house. We went through and completely redid this house. Okay. So I am very particular about who's in my home. And granted, we can't be a fortune teller and say that we're not going to have one bad apple out of a group of people. But most people that spend that kind of money to rent that home are not those type of renters, okay? We have credit cards. They are screened through VRBO. So we just think it's a great location for it. Plus, with my situation and taking about a 75% pay cut, I need to somehow, you know, get some kind of return on my investment. We've considered long-term rent. We just don't know, you know, again, how the neighborhood's going to like that. But, you know, we've got the property. It's costing us money to have the property. We got stuff going on. So that's why we submitted the permit.
Okay. Well, thank you for the update. Anything else? Do you have anything to add or no?
No, it's just my one comment would be is we do have that main road that goes down to the lake. So there's traffic that goes down there. So I know some of the neighbors are opposed to, you know, different people coming because it's the fear of the unknown. But we have that already.
Yeah, so. We've had police down there, down at the ramp and everything else. I mean, that's public property.
It is a nice residential area.
It's nice. We don't want people to be mad at us.
No.
We want our property value to go up, okay? Mm-hmm. And I feel like it enhances your property value. It's and on the lake. It's right on the lake.
Yeah, well, that's what people are looking for. I think you had the unusual opportunity to see a neighbor in action this evening.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
With that, you've given a good presentation.
And I've got some photos. I don't know if you want to add anything that I took.
Yeah.
So that I've got, I think, four of them here, four or five.
Okay, great. We screen this in, of course, so families can get together and be able to screen in the porch. It's nice. This is the west side of the house. This is the north side.
There's a carport where two cars could drive in there.
And as you can see, there's... Yeah, right here. But it's a little cumbersome in the way it was built. We don't use it. We can. But it's a little cumbersome. We've been right over here. So, east side. That's south side. We went back in. The property line goes right down the front of the house there. And so there was some... When we bought the place, the encumbrance came out quite a ways for the deck. We tore that off, put it there, you know, tried to work as close as we could to the line, which, that's a whole other argument in itself, as far as I'm concerned. Because 695 is a deck line, and this is probably about 720. And we've removed trees off the property that were grown into the house, put a new roof on it, new windows, new glass, new doors, new siding. We redone the inside. Mm-hmm. I've got reviews from people. They love the place. We haven't had any problems. We got the person hired to clean it. We got, and she watches it, of course.
Okay.
So, last thing, we want something bad to happen.
Understood. Okay, the public hearing will be August 12th. Will be the day. Okay?
Okay, do you need anything for us to bring to the public hearing for the 12th?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll go through the file and look, and don't want to see a parking diagram, and I haven't had a chance to dig through to see, and then, like you said, mentioned your buffer plan. Basically, it'd just be against that one. I'll take some pictures of that one, the east side of your lot, if you're planning on using native vegetative buffer.
Well, originally, the way the deed shows us is three lots.
And I can pull that up as parcel lines. See, it shows the three lots.
So it shows three lots, okay? And so I've talked to John Dancer, and I was going to give you a call, Scott.
Okay.
You know, we'd like to develop that at some point, if we could get a septic that would work on. We've got, Charlie has told me, the well we're on, we got two wells in this neighborhood. And the well we are on is the number one well. And there is capacity for us to tap onto it. Lot, that they would be the septic systems. So we've got a really big buffer over here. We got the